Cambridge English. Preliminary English Test. Listening Test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question one. 1. What did the woman buy for her new apartment?
Hi, Carla. Have you been shopping?
Yeah, getting stuff for my new apartment.
What's it like?
Rather small. The good thing, though, is that it came fully furnished, so I didn't need to buy much. The living room is amazing, and the sofa is very comfortable. There are even paintings on the walls, and I've already bought some vases and flowers to make the atmosphere cozier. Of course, I still need to get some more things. For example, I will have to buy a lamp since there is not much natural light in the room. But all in all, I'm really happy with the flat.
Now listen again. 1. What did the woman buy for her new apartment?
Hi, Carla. Have you been shopping?
Yeah, getting stuff for my new apartment.
What's it like?
Rather small. The good thing, though, is that it came fully furnished, so I didn't need to buy much. The living room is amazing, and the sofa is very comfortable. There are even paintings on the walls, and I've already bought some vases and flowers to make the atmosphere cozier. Of course, I still need to get some more things. For example, I will have to buy a lamp since there is not much natural light in the room, but all in all, I'm really happy with the flat.
Two. Why did the ship leave late?
Good morning. This is your captain speaking. I'd just like to apologize for the late departure. As you know, we had to wait for the weather to clear up before we set sail and get on our way. We'll arrive in Crete in about 6 hours, and we're told that the weather will be windy, so the journey might be quite bumpy. However, the weather in Crete today is hot and sunny, so I'm sure you'll enjoy your stay there. Once again, I would like to apologize for any inconvenience. Thanks for your attention.
Now listen again. 2. Why did the ship leave late?
Good morning. This is your captain speaking. I'd just like to apologize for the late departure. As you know, we had to wait for the weather to clear up before we set sail and get on our way. We'll arrive in Crete in about 6 hours. And we're told that the weather will be windy, so the journey might be quite bumpy. However, the weather in Crete today is hot and sunny, so I'm sure you'll enjoy your stay there. Once again, I would like to apologize for any inconvenience. Thanks for your attention.
3. Which hotel does the man want to book for the weekend?
Hello, I'm just calling to book a room at your hotel for the weekend. I will arrive on Friday night, and I will check out on Sunday noon. I was hoping to book a room with a city view, but I understand from your website that there is none available. Also, there's no information about how close the hotel is to the beach. I'd really like to be able to walk there since I will be spending most of my time lying under the umbrella. Could you ring me back to confirm that there will be a room available? Many thanks.
Now listen again. 3. Which hotel does the man want to book for the weekend?
Hello, I'm just calling to book a room at your hotel for the weekend. I will arrive on Friday night, and I will check out on Sunday noon. I was hoping to book a room with a city view, but I understand from your website that there is none available. Also, there's no information about how close the hotel is to the beach. I'd really like to be able to walk there since I will be spending most of my time lying under the umbrella. Could you ring me back to confirm that there will be a room available? Many thanks.
That is the end of part one.